Hello and welcome to the Crystal River Church of God podcast, where you will find focus for a living.
Somebody say, praise the Lord. I feel you. I didn't get my scripture to the sound booth, so I'm going to give it to them. I'm going to be preaching from John 5, verses 1 through 9. But before I preach, I'm kind of like, feel like Brother Cash. The devil's just kind of fought us all week. I was riding a lawnmower mowing a elderly lady's yard the other day when my lawnmower caught on fire and I was sitting on it. This morning, we were getting ready to come to church and I had an itch in my ear. And somehow the eraser fell off in my ear. But you know what? We serve a great God. Anybody else had a day like that? Brother Reed, I thank him so much for considering me to preach. I'm so honored to preach to such a number of people. I've pastored little churches that were usually 100 to 150 at the most. We pastored, our last church was in Topeka, Kansas. And I call myself pastor, but I never got an appointment card. I was interim pastor for 13 years. Hallelujah. Enough about me. Let's get into the Word. John 5, 1, starting at 1, going through verse 9. After this, there was a feast of the Jews. And Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folks, of blind folks, of halt folks, withering and waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. And whoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity for 38 years. And Jesus saw him and knew that he had been in this a long time, in this situation. And he saith unto him, wilt thou be made whole? Hallelujah. The impotent man answered him and he said, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am come, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, rise. Take up thy bed and walk. Immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. Let us pray. Precious Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We ask you to show up and do only what you can do in this body of believers. God, I hide myself behind the cross of Calvary, not wanting any gratification in this flesh, but wanting only you and you alone to be glorified. Show up and show out and do only what you can do. This congregation of believers, you know every need, and you know I cannot meet those needs, but you know that I can preach what thus saith the word of the Lord. And when that's done, you show up, and the supernatural of God Almighty can happen, and people can leave changed because of you showing up. It's nothing about me, Lord. It's all about you. In Jesus' precious name. And everybody said, I ain't nervous no more. Brother Cash got up here. I thought, man, I got to preach to him. John 5 and 6. Jesus asked this man that had been in this situation a long time. He says, wilt thou be made whole? My question to you is, wilt thou be made whole? Come on. These were physical infirmities. And I'm concerned about physical infirmities, but I'm so concerned about spiritual infirmities. Jesus Christ is getting ready to split the eastern sky and come back to take his church. It's time that the church get up on its feet and begin to do what God Almighty has called it to do. Will thou be made whole? What you need? Salvation, healing, power. The pool of Bethesda. This pool. Oh, the title of the message is, Will You Get in the Pool? Pool of Bethesda, the place of cleansing, the bath, the fountain. The original meaning, or the house of mercy, or if I can preach it, as the church. So many times in the church is prayerless. Today we're living in a day where we preach by the hour and we pray by the minute. Somebody say amen. Amen. It used to be we prayed by the hour and preached by the minute. You see, I can get up here and preach the word, and the word will move you. But when I pray, it moves God to move on you. When I pray, when you pray, it moves God for your neighbor. For that one that doesn't know Christ. When was the prayer day? Monday? Tomorrow. If you can't be there, get on your knees and pray. You say, why? Our nation? It needs it. But I'm going to tell you, prayer is for you more than it is the thing that you're praying about, because it changes you. The Bible says, pray the Lord of the harvest that he would send laborers into the harvest. When you begin to pray that, oh, hallelujah, and God comes down and touches you, it's not very long before you say, here I am, use me. Because God changes you through prayer. Well, that ain't my message. God has called us to pray, to be a house of prayer. But when we do not pray, we become a den of thieves. Service time at the pool. The number, a multitude. How many know how many a multitude is? I ain't got enough fingers and toes. Multitude, a humongous number of people coming to be ministered to. I can imagine it was something like, and I'm going to get in trouble for using this as an illustration, but everybody's playing the lottery and they line up for miles. Wanting something for nothing. And try to get people to come to church. Try to get church people to be faithful to church. Oh God. The condition of these folks, impotent. Can I spiritualize them? To be powerless. Blind. To be spiritually ignorant. To be halt, to be crippled, lame or injured, to be withering, to be decaying toward death. The position, these five porches. I usually walk around the church, but this church is too big for an old man to walk around. But I think there must be more than five porches. These five porches. The porch of do nothing, because only one got in. The porch of loneliness. The porch of suffering. The porch of disappointment. The porch of hindrance. Season after season after season after season. bitterness, unforgiveness, jealousy, anger, hatred creeps in, and we keep having church, and people are not being changed and transformed. The messenger that day, an angel of God, Brother Cash, the messenger today, I'm not an angel. The messenger today, I consider myself an evangelist, Greg Foster. Just Greg Foster. The ministering then, troubling the water. The ministering tonight, troubling the water through preaching what thus saith the word of the Lord. The miracle then, the first one that got in, the pool was made whole of whatever his sickness. Can you imagine what that would have been like, Coach? It would be like fumbling a football. And everybody's trying to get to it. Can you imagine a multitude? Oh, the angel troubles the water. Oh, and here's this multitude trying to get to the water. Lame people that were carried there, such as this man, trying to do anything. Somebody help me. Get in the water. What a commotion. Tonight, whosoever will. Whosoever will. Guess what? I'm a whosoever will. Guess what? You're a whosoever will. I got to get to preaching. I told Brother Steve, you'd be lucky if I preach a half hour. But I feel the preacher. I feel the Holy Ghost. What do you need? Get it through the Word. Psalms 119, verse 130. Says, the entrance of thy Word gives light. Hallelujah. Anybody need saved? 1 Peter 1:23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed, by the word of God. Amen. Anybody having trouble with sin? You just can't seem to get away from it. Psalms 119:11, hide the word of God away in your heart that you might not sin against God. If you get the word of God in you, the sin is going to leave. I've had people ask me, what do I do? What do I do? I can't stop this and I can't stop that. Get in the word. You get the word in, sin's got to go. The word will clean you up. Woo. Need sanctified, John 17:17. Sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth. You need direction. John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He that cometh to me. There's no way but through Jesus Christ. No way to the Father but through Jesus Christ. You need faith. Romans 10:17, now faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Might I suggest, if you're having trouble getting cleaned up, start reading the word of God loud. Now I'm going to get away from my message. You see, Brother Cash, when God called me to preach, I said, Lord, what in the world are you doing calling Greg Foster to preach? Anybody here besides me flunk kindergarten? Come on. I graduated from high school not reading 100 words a minute. They told us we had to give book reports, but I stuttered so bad, they said, Greg, you don't have to do it. God called me to preach. I'd get up and read the scripture. No, I didn't read the scripture. I couldn't read it. I'd get up and my wife would read the scripture, and I'd pray and expound. And you know what I'd really do? Brother Steve, I'd worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and somehow he'd show up and he'd develop me to become what I am. He'd show up and transformation would take place in people's lives because of my nothingness. You hear me. If you don't get a thing, and this ain't in my sermon, but if he can use Greg Foster, he can use anybody. He wants to use you. You need healed. Psalms 107, verse 20. Send his word and heal them. You need deliverance and delivered from them from all of their destruction. You need to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. Acts 10 and 44. While Peter yet spoke the word, the Holy Ghost fell on all them that heard the word. Are you hearing the word? You need the Holy Ghost. This gift is unto you, your children. Those that are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. Acts 2 and 39. He wants you full of his power. The word that stand the test of time, Matthew 24, 35, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. No wonder he told us in 2 Timothy 2 and 15, study to show yourself approved, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Why, Isaiah 55 and 11, my word will not return unto me void, but will accomplish that which I desire. And these signs, Mark 16, 17, and 18, these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. Oh, Lord, somebody bring a serpent in here. There's going to be a door right there. But the old serpent, the devil. I can do all things. I can put him under my feet. I can see God Almighty glorified. Take up serpents. Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. If they drink any deadly thing, it won't hurt them. The angel troubled the water. I've troubled the water through preaching the word. Wilt thou be whole? The man that had been in this situation 38 years. Jesus passed by. Do you recognize he's here? He said, where two or three of you are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst. He said he inhabits the praise of his people. Guess what I have experienced tonight? Some people praising the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And when that happens, there's no telling what's going to happen in the house of God. Wilt thou be made whole? This man's testimony. 38 years. Powerless, lame, carried to service after service. This man's attitude dependent, depressed, grumpy, antagonistic, lonely, disappointed. You say, where do you get that out of the word? I get it by watching people. Years of a living H-E double toothpicks, because I don't want to offend anybody. 38 years of here I lay and here I stay. 38 years of an awful existence. Can I testify? You see, I ain't supposed to be here. When I was born, my mama had big babies, and I was one of them. I was almost a 10-pound baby. Mom and Daddy loved me. But when you're 6 months old, I was supposed to gain at least 5 more pounds. I should have weighed close to 15 pounds. At 6 months old, I weighed 5 pounds. They took me to Dr. Clark. I don't remember his name, but Mom and Dad told me that's how I said Dr. Clark. I learned quick. And Dr. Clark told my mom and my daddy, take Greg home and love him, because you're not going to have him long. I'm sending you home to love your baby until he dies. That was in the 1940s. See, I'm just a young man. My mom and my daddy took me home. We were poor. We were so poor you had to hunt toward the city. We were so far out in the sticks. We were just poor. Well, anyway, my mom and my dad took the money that they had. We lived in Topeka, Kansas. Went across the street to my grandma's and said to my grandma, whatever you got, we're going to take Greg to Tulsa, Oklahoma. They loaded me up and took me in a rickety rack of a car to Tulsa, Oklahoma. And we went to church. My house of mercy was a tent. The individual that troubled the water, that my mom and dad set him upon me upon their lap, was a young preacher boy by the name of Oral Roberts. But guess what? Jesus passed by that night. Ladies, hand on Greg Foster. Hallelujah. Somebody praise the Lord. Some of you have testimony just like that. Whoa. Because they got me to a place where somebody troubled the water. I'm here tonight. My wife, and I'm going to get in trouble. Told her I was going to make her stand. This is her. Five years old. She contracted tuberculosis. Now, my wife is from the state of Maine, and that means she's a maniac. But because of her tuberculosis, she would have been placed in a sanatorium. But she went to church. Pentecostal assembly. The individual that troubled the water was Clifford Crabtree. Jesus showed up. And she's a maniac that don't have to go to a sanitarium. This church, greatest days are just ahead. Just steps ahead. Why do you say that? This building. Hallelujah. When you decide, I'm going to get up, and you think it's just preaching the word. Oh, hallelujah. Whenever you prepare the way of the Lord, you pray, you witness, you come to church, you're faithful. You pray, you fast, you study the word of God. You're preparing the way of the Lord. Amen. One will chase 1,000. Just me and my wife. We'll chase 10,000. Crystal River, Citrus County, you're in trouble. If this church ever gets where it needs to be, totally sold out to God Almighty, every fiber of your being placed on the altar of sacrifice. Successes in life. Greatest success I've got in life is Leanne Foster. You see, I married up. And she married down. But the successes we've had in our life. Yeah, pastoring small churches. I got two boys. Both of them in the ministry today. I'm an old man. People have told me, Brother Foster, your ministry is gonna reach the foreign soil, the world. And I ministered in Shape, Belgium. In Shape, Belgium, you had to, I think it was 17 countries. And we ministered to Belgians, we ministered to Germans, we ministered to all kinds of nationalities, because if you was at Shape Belgium, you had to know how to speak English. A lot of the wives didn't, but they would tell their husbands, and they went back to their countries touched by what the saith, this nothingness of a preacher that loves God Almighty. But the greatest successes has been Tate and Wade. My two boys. Wade pastors in Stanley, North Carolina. Tate is a music director and associate pastor in Middleburg, Florida. But to see them grow up and to be able to lead them to the saving knowledge of Christ, to be able to pray for them and them receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's real, church. To see them out in the ministry. I wasn't going to tell this. But I suppose what? You said I got to be done by 8:30. I hope I make it. Tate was out street witnessing, walking through this park. In this gentleman says to him, come and have a drink. And he had a bottle of Jim Beam, I think is what Tate told me. And Tate goes over and says, nope, I don't drink Jim Beam, but when I want to drink, this is what I drink. The word of life. Tate says, you ought to try it sometime. Tears begin to course down his cheek. Tate reached over led him in the sinner's prayer, led him to the saving knowledge of Christ, a homeless individual that was bound. He spent 2 days sleeping under his park bench, de-stifling him to make sure he would make it. That's a success. Wilt thou be made whole? This lame man that had been in this situation 38 years, he says, I have no man. What an indictment on the church. We get so busy wrapped up in our bless me corners. It's time to stop worrying about yourself. It's more blessed to give than it is to receive. Hallelujah. My Lord and my God. When we come, I got to stay on point. I have no man. When the waters are troubled, somebody gets in before I get in. God, help us to be a house of mercy. C.R. Spain, and I'm trying to hurry. C.R. Spain, as a young boy, became a minister in the Church of God, but as a young boy, when there was no electricity run, and they started running electricity, and there was a wire running up into their neighbor's house, and C.R. Spain walked over to the wire and touched the wire, and it shocked him. So C.R. Spain took a lath and ran a 16-penny nail through the lath, and he would touch the wire, and it was like fireworks went off. What was he doing? He was using the power for play. Hello? Inside the house, they were using the power for productivity. What are we doing with the power? We get in church and we worship the Lord. Oh, and I love to worship the Lord. I just love to feel Him touch me. It's like, I love that. But what about that individual that's sitting next to you that's hurting? And all you got is time to play. Hello? Look at your brother or your sister, that one next to you, and say, Lord, I'm praying He helps me to do better. There are people that are hurting in this church. I wanted to preach something else, but this is what God gave me to preach. Are we going to play with the power or use the power for productivity? I have no man. You know what? You don't need Greg Foster. You don't need Brother Steve. You don't need Brother Cash. God wills to use them, and He wills to use me, and He wills to use you. But none of us went to Calvary, stretched out our hands and took those nails and the blood geysers on our hands and their feet, and hung Him between heaven and earth, and the cross plunged in that hole, and he shivered on that cross, and He had said, and I, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. The cross cried out, it is finished. Thank God He didn't say, I am finished. It took Him and borrowed Him and buried Him in Joseph Arimathea's buried tomb. And 3 days later, the stone was rolled away. Jesus Christ that was dead. And I, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. What I just said, the word impossible needs to be thrown out of every believer's vocabulary. Because my God can do anything. I see him as he ascended to the right hand of the Father, and he said, and I, if I be lifted up, I will draw man unto me. Brother Gypsy, he said, tonight I've troubled the water. He said, and I, if I be lifted up. You know what I think preaching is? Nothing but lifting up Jesus Christ. Oh, we get off into this political jargon nonsense. Does it lift up Jesus Christ? He said, and I, if I be lifted up, I will. Nothing is impossible because of Calvary and because of the resurrection and because of Jesus sitting at the right hand of the Father making intercession for you. Amen. He said, I will. He said to the lame man, if I get on my notes, I'm going to preach too long. He said, rise. Get up. Get off your porches. I will. Stop belly aching and hurting. I will. Stop being in the spiritual molly grubs. I will. You name it. What do you need? Physical or spiritual? He says, and I, if I be lifted up, I will. I gotta quit. This morning I got up. Was trying to pray between that eraser falling in my ear and my wife pulling it out and prepare for this message. The scripture that came to me that I have never seen it this way, out of your innermost being shall flow rivers. What's the opposite of a river that's not flowing? It's a dead. All I can think is a green, driving away cesspool. Out of your innermost beings shall flow the flow. Is the troubling of the water that you trouble or you don't trouble? Wilt thou be made whole? Stand if you want to be made whole. Every hand down just for a minute. Is there anybody here that doesn't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? I want you to raise your hand way up high. Tells me everybody knows the Lord as your personal Savior. I was going to make this the pool, but you know where the pool is? wherever people are praying, full of the Word, moving in the Holy Spirit. That means right where you're at. I don't care if it's physical or spiritual. Some of you have been trying to handle things that you haven't been able to handle. He said, take up your bed and walk. The thing that's been handling you, get it up in the hands of God Almighty. You can't handle it. You can't do it. But He can. You know what it is. I don't need to. I could be like those preachers and name off all this junk. You know what it is. Hallelujah. I'm getting in the pool right now. Get in the pool right now. Begin to worship Him. Give Him that need, whatever that need is, physical, spiritual, emotionally, whatever that need is right now. God Almighty, make them whole. All over this church. Oh, I love you. Hallelujah. Let's just worship Him, church. Raise your hands and worship Him. Hallelujah. This holy, sacred moment. Worship Him. Move into that closeness to God Almighty. Allow Him to pass by and touch you. Hallelujah. Allow Him to say, I will. Be thou made whole. Be thou made whole all over this congregation. Hurts, bondages. God grant deliverance. I pray right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you are blessed by listening to this message and invite you to join us at our Crystal River campus. We meet for service on Sundays at 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our midweek service and youth service is on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. We're located at 2180 Northwest 12th Avenue in Crystal River, Florida.